can you talk at all about the hosiery industry at the end of the last century? We talked about sort of bagmen and your grandfather and grandmother's workshops in Ruddington.
Yes, my grandmother's father was in fact, I believe, the biggest bagman in the district. Most of his properties, his Ant Frame knitting shops and warehouses, still exist in the village, although they've now used for different purposes. Part of it is a public house now, but he was in just a fair way of business with Mr. Beeson, and employed quite a few people, not only in this village, but in neighbouring villages, Barton, Thrumpton, Gotham, with his hand frames as a cottage industry.
Mm. Could you tell me at all what being a bagman actually involved?
Yes, a bagman acted as an agent. He was the merchants in the city of Nottingham provided the materials to produce the work on the hand frames. The bagman was his agent, self-employed, and bought his yarn from the merchants in Nottingham, produced the articles that were required, and returned them to the merchant in Nottingham. So what the reimbursement was, I don't know, and I've never known. But being employers of local labour, they were not always the most popular people in the village, in the locality. They were particularly our taskmasters. And whilst it wouldn't be true to make a general rule that they were not liked, a good many of them, in fact, were not liked. Mm. I believe it was a very lucrative business within the standards of those days.